Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 26th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 17, 1-34, and reading the easy-to-read version. Paul and Silas traveled through the cities of Amphipolis and Apollonia. They came to the city of Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. Paul went into the synagogue to see the Jews as he always did. The next 3 weeks, on each Sabbath day, he discussed the scriptures with them. He explained the scriptures to show that the Messiah had to die and then rise from death. He said, "This Jesus that I am telling you about is the Messiah." Some of the Jews there believed Paul and Silas and decided to join them. Also, a large number of Greeks who are worshippers of the true God and many important women joined them. But the Jews who did not believe became jealous, so they got some bad men from around the city sent here to make trouble. They formed a mob and caused a riot in the city. They went to Jason's house, looking for Paul and Silas. They wanted to bring them out before the people. When they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the other believers to the city leaders. The people shouted, "These men have made trouble everywhere in the world, and now they have come here too. Jason is keeping them in his house. They all do things against the laws of Caesar. They say there is another king called Jesus." When the city leaders and the other people heard this, they became very upset. They made Jason and the other believers deposit money to guarantee that there would be no more trouble. Then they let them go. The same night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to another city named Berea. When they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. The people in Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They were so glad to hear the message Paul told them. They studied the scriptures every day to make sure that what they heard was really true. The result was that many of them believed, including many important Greek women and men. But when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was telling people God's message in Berea, they came there too. They upset the people and made trouble. So the believers immediately sent Paul away to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea. Those who went with Paul took him to the city of Athens. They returned with a message for Silas and Timothy to come and join him as soon as they could. While Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy in Athens, he was upset because he saw that the city was full of idols. In the synagogue, he talked with the Jews and with the Greeks who are worshippers of the true God. He also went to the public square every day and talked with everyone who came by. Some of the Epicurean and some of the Stoic philosophers argued with him. Some of them said, "This man doesn't really know what he is talking about. What is he trying to say?" Paul was telling them the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. So they said, "He seems to be telling us about some other gods." They took Paul to a meeting of the Areopagus Council. They said, "Please explain to us this new idea that you have been teaching. The things you are saying are new to us. We have never heard this teaching before, and we want to know what it means." The people of Athens and the foreigners who lived there spent all their time either telling or listening to all the latest ideas. Then Paul stood up before the meeting of the Areopagus Council and said, "Men of Athens, everything I see here tells me you are very religious. I was going through your city, and I saw the things you worship. I found an altar that had these words written on it, 'To an unknown God.' You worship a God that you don't know. This is the God I want to tell you about. He is the God who made the whole world and everything in it. He is the Lord of the land and the sky. He does not live in temples built by human hands. He is the one who gives people life, breath, and everything else they need. He does not need any help from them. He has everything he needs. God began by making one man, and from him, he made all the different people who live everywhere in the world. He decided exactly when and where they would live. God wanted people to look for him, and perhaps in searching all around for him, they would find him. But he is not far from any of us. It is through him that we are able to live, to do what we do, and to be who we are. As your own poets have said, we all come from him." That's right, we all come from God. So you must not think that he is like something people imagine or make. He is not made of gold, silver, or stone. In the past, people did not understand God, and he overlooked this. But now he is telling everyone in the world to change and turn to him. He has decided on a day when he will judge all the people in the world in a way that is fair. To do this, he will use a man he chose long ago. And he has proved to everyone that this is the man to do it. He proved it by raising him from death. When the people heard about Jesus being raised from death, some of them laughed, but others said, "We will hear more about this from you later." So Paul left the council meeting. But some of the people joined with Paul and became believers. Among these were Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus Council, a woman named Damaris, and some others. But today we read a fascinating story to me where Paul, he made it to Athens, which is in Greece. And because it was in Greece, most of the people there, like 98% of the Greek population, believed in Greek mythology, the worship of the polytheistic gods like Zeus, and that they came and live in temples that were built by humans. And Paul, he was talking to philosophers, and philosophers are people that really think about the deep questions, especially like when it comes to a religion or when it comes to how somebody lives. And Paul was he was invited to this council to talk with them and to tell the story of Jesus to these philosophers. And I think what we read today, it shows a lot of proof that either it was just Paul, or it truly was the Holy Spirit that came to Paul. It truly was the Holy Spirit that spoke through Paul to teach the philosophers about the story of Jesus. So let's pray that we will accept the Holy Spirit. Dear Jesus, help us to accept the Holy Spirit. When we know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us through another person, or we sense that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us through another person, help us not to laugh or to mock unless it truly is evil, unless what the person is saying is evil and it's not the Holy Spirit. Help us to have good judgment, truthful judgment, wise judgment, not unfaithful judgment, not evil or wicked judgment. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.